You're scrolling on social media and you see a gloriously stacked juice dripping cheese melting Carl's Jr. burger. You think, oh yeah, that's what I want. Then Carl's Jr. launches in Australia. Cue the hype, the marketing, the influencers biting into the burgers like they've just seen heaven. Fast forward a few years and well, where do they go? Stores are closing. Locations disappearing. So what happened? How did a global burger giant struggle so hard in a market that loves big burgers? So today, in this episode, we're going to break down the missteps, the mismatch expectations, the operational cracks, and the gold nuggets of wisdom multi-location brands can steal from Carl's Jr.'s Australian stumble. Welcome to The Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and recipient of Gold Stevie International Business Award, among many others. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to become impossible to ignore? Let's get started. All right, let's kick this off and talk about the hype versus the reality. When Carl's Jr. entered the Aussie market, the hype machine was on. Huge burgers, Hollywood-style marketing, loud branding, big American personality, a cult following overseas. It had all the ingredients for success, except one tiny detail. Australians love big burgers, but we love good big burgers. Brands like Grilled and Betty's Burgers had already raised the bar. Even Hungry Jack's, they've upped their game, haven't they? It's like arriving late to a party thinking your outfit will turn heads, only to realise everyone else is dressed better than you. Carl's Jr. entered the market with confidence, but not with competitiveness. Location, location, oh, location. This was one of the biggest fail points. Carl's Jr. stores were often in regional areas, random highway stops, far out of the way suburbs. Their strategy was, let's start on the outside cities and build brand awareness and then move inward. But here's the problem. Australians' fast food culture is city first, not region first. If customers can't try your product easily, they can't fall in love with it, right? And if they're not falling in love with it, they're definitely not driving 2 hours for a burger. And I don't hear anyone saying, right, let's pack the kids, drive 90 minutes and spiritually prepare ourselves for Carl's Jr. No one. So the next problem they had was a pricing problem. Carl's Jr. positioned itself as a premium fast food experience, but premium price plus inconsistent product equals customer confusion. Many Aussies that finally tried it said things like, look, it's okay, it's a bit dry, not worth the price, I expected more. Ouch. Customers will pay premium, but they will not pay premium for average. Their value perception didn't match their price point. Look at Domino's. They fixed this by improving the product. Carl's Jr. didn't quite get there. So now let's move on to their branding disconnect. Carl's Jr. in the US is known for its bold marketing, playful humour, the cheeky ads, over-the-top characters. And in Australia, they just toned everything down, like way down. It became a watered-down version of the US identity, which again confused the Aussie market. You know, it's like buying a ticket to go and see Beyonce and instead you get someone singing some light karaoke in a corner. How do you feel? Betrayed. And if you're a bold brand, be bold. If you're a premium brand, be premium. If you're an American-style brand, don't try to become Australian light. Australians appreciate authenticity, and Carl's Jr. didn't deliver a fully authentic US experience that we were all anticipating. Just quickly, if you're a business owner struggling to see results from your marketing, or you're overwhelmed by the thought of marketing your business, we can help. Book in a call with my team using the link in the show notes and let's get your brand thriving without the struggle. Now, back to the episode. Then, this is when the multi-location chaos truly hit. Customers were reporting inconsistent quality, slow service, missing items, burgers didn't match from store to store, there was staff training gaps, there was a lack of strong brand, the systems in multi-locations didn't land. This, all of this, put it all together, is death. If every location feels different, customers just simply won't trust the brand. Domino's, they won because of consistency. Carl's Jr. lost because of inconsistency. You can't claim American quality burgers and then serve six different versions of the same burger depending on the store. This is a burger experience. It shouldn't be a surprise. It's not a Kinder surprise. It's dinner. Fast food competition in Australia, it's fierce at the moment. If you are in the fast food market, even in food, hospitality, you know what I'm talking about. Carl's Jr. wasn't entering a weak market. They were entering a burger thunderdome. Australia, we've already got Grilled, the health halo hero, Betty's Burgers, the cute coastal favourite, and Hungry Jack's strong loyalty base. Local burger joints, we've got them kicking around everywhere, don't we? With hipsters, with beards, crafting these, you know, artisan patties. And what did Carl's Jr. bring? Big, loud, American, but no unique advantage. They didn't carve a clear brand position. And remember, a brand without a strong position becomes background noise. So, what can multi-location brands learn from Carl's Jr. mistakes? And here is the gold. Glad you stuck around. One, enter the market where your audience actually is. If your target customers are city-based, build in the city. Okay. Second, your price must match your value. Premium marketing can't save average product quality. Number three, keep your brand identity strong. Don't dilute your personality just to fit in. Because remember this, difference stands out. Bland simply disappears. Don't blend in. Number four, standardize everything. Your training, quality, process, service, every store, every day. Number five, stand for something clear. Why should customers choose you over competitors? Simple question. And if you can't answer that, they won't either. Number six, experience always beats hype. You can't hype your way out of a poor customer experience. So to wrap up, Carl's Jr. didn't fail because Australians don't like American burgers. We absolutely do. We celebrate them. We romanticize them. We do taste tests on TikTok just for fun. But Carl's Jr. failed because the product didn't meet expectations. The stores weren't where customers were. The experience wasn't consistent and the brand positioning didn't land. This is a powerful reminder that multi-location success isn't about the size of your brand, it's about the strength of your strategy. So if you're planning to expand, open some new locations, or bring a brand to Australia, you need the right foundation. Positioning, consistency, customer experience. That's exactly what we help with here at The Marketing Factory. So if you want some support for a multi-location growth plan, some brand positioning that actually works, some clarity before you scale, or a full customer journey assessment, reach out now. Take action. Connect with me, Marissa Candy at The Marketing Factory. And remember, big brands don't automatically win, but smart strategies do. Now, I'm hungry. Someone, bring me a burger. Thanks for tuning into The Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS. And let's keep turning clarity into action.